Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Call in Negative World. 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. May 15th. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
kidding.
Not your best.
Yeah, this week has really ran me into the ground, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's okay. It's understandable. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? God, we hope so.
I know. How are you doing, friends?
Let's take a quick look at the Doppler this morning. 74 for the high. Going to see a little sunshine this morning. And then it's looks like it's all downhill from there.
No, fully. Fully downhill.
I don't understand.
It's so bad.
What's it going to take? We're trying to get on the boat here.
So what does it say, like rain or what?
Yeah, right now it's looking like it's going to be today 35% chance of rain, but it's going to come in and out starting around 4 o'clock, and then that's going to continue all the way up until Sunday.
Love. So. All right, let's get into it, shall we? Well, actually, you know what? I want to start. I think last night I had a lot of fun at Lilac Festival, obviously. I met so many amazing listeners that my heart was so full. I want to shout out a couple of them. My girl Kelly, who's been a longtime listener of the show.
Kelly rocks. Yep.
We did a shout out for her daughter, who had her late daughter. I met Carmen, who calls all the time.
Yeah, our boy Carmen. I have not met him in person.
He was great. He was great. I met his wife as well, and then I met Anna and Olivia. You know, it's just these people make our show what it is, and it's just really nice to be able to like actually meet them face to face. And are you going to come tonight?
Yeah, so Breezy and I are going to be at Lilac Festival tonight. She'll be doing her MC thing, and I will be sitting in VIP with an umbrella in my drink.
A lot of people have been looking for you, so if you want to see us, maybe we can do a little side stage thing and meet you guys, do a little meet and greet moment. Maybe we'll have some merch. I don't know, but
I'm not trying to sound
fun.
I'm not trying to sound old here, but one of the things that keeps me from going is the parking.
Uber? Question mark.
I'm gonna have to tonight. I'm gonna have to, and then you're gonna have to drive me home.
I'm not doing that, but you can Uber back. Maybe somebody else can give you a ride home.
See, I sound like you. Cheap.
So cheap.
Right?
The cheapest.
Yeah. That's what that sounds like. All right, who's here this morning?
Who else is here? We have Kayla here. She says, good morning. How are you guys? I'm feeling great this morning because I got 12 hours of sleep last night.
Oh my gosh.
God, what time did you go to bed?
Slept like a corpse.
Not you going to bed at 5 in the afternoon. No, literally, that's what it would have to be if you're up now. Who else is here? Bethany's here. She says, good morning. How's everybody doing? Feeling good this morning because my vibes are high. My mom is coming into town later tonight.
Is that a good thing? Mom's so coming.
Vibes are high. Vibes are high. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are through the roof. What's that? I can't believe tomorrow's already Friday. As busy of a week this has been, I think that's the one factor that makes the week go by so quick, is you're not paying attention. You're distracted, and then all of a sudden, it's Friday.
Right.
I'm not trying to wish my life away, but I do look forward to not waking up at 4. It is a nice feeling. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I had a really good dinner last night with my brother and my buddy. They came to my place. We hung out. And then we walked downtown. You know how you always got that friend where you walk past 4 restaurants and like, nah, I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want?
You're literally Noah from The Notebook.
And then he,
what do you want?
And then it's 9 o'clock, which is typically my bedtime.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's coming upstairs for coffee. I'm like, bro, you're going home. I will go upstairs and throw your keys out the window to you. I'll see you later. You ain't coming up.
Sounds like you had a blast last night.
You're not coming up for a cannoli.
We love quality time with a close friend.
Hey, listen, I know when to cut it off.
Sounds like you should have been at the festival last night because a lot of people were looking for you. Well, a lot of people.
I might see them tonight.
Where's Moose? Not here.
Just walking the streets aimlessly, looking for food.
You said a lot of chicken nuggets at Wendy's. We don't know. This person said, oh, Nora's here. She said, I'm in my good vibes because it's me and my boyfriend's 5-year anniversary tomorrow.
Aww. Oh, you know what that means.
Nora, get that welding gun out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nora, you had Dunkin' this morning? Come through. 70 Commercial Street. I will take a nice coffee with a splash of almond milk. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Here's the deal for the big story of the day today. Appreciate all the good vibes. This one device is going to be installed around town. There are some people that are for it. There are some people that are totally against it. But on Tuesday, the county legislator said, hey, don't worry about your personal privacy. If anything, we need to have less privacy in order to keep us safe.
Right.
And I was like, some people are like, okay. So this is what they're going to be doing. I'll tell you what they're going to be installing at 50 sites across Monroe County. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I know you do, Breeze.
So badly.
Well, here's the situation right now. More license plate readers are set to be installed in Monroe County following a resolution passed Tuesday by county legislator. Now, the resolution was approved with a 25-4 vote, allowing the installation of readers at more than 50 sites across the county. I don't know how some people feel about this.
So what is this? I don't even know what this is.
So it's a license plate reader. And
for what, though?
It's going to enhance public safety. Okay, so hear me out. People are showing concerns about privacy risk. And some question how the data is going to be used by law enforcement agencies, including ICE. One resident said, we need more privacy, not less. Because if you think about it, our health information is hacked. Our financial histories are already sold. Our personal identities are stolen. This is no different.
But are they reading it to give out tickets or just to say, hey, Betsy's on the road. She's on 490.
Well, it's more for the safety of reading the license plates of stolen vehicles. I'm for it. I don't see a problem with it. These are not in place. I don't think they're in place to give away speeding tickets. But speaking in favor of a couple of people, legislator Sean McCabe said, look, take a moment to remember just last year, Thomas Chase, that 92-year-old Brighton resident who was killed by a Kia boy in a stolen car. He says if these license plate readers had been in place, that car may have been stopped by police before it reached its deadly conclusion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some people are like, I don't want it. And then there's a lot of residents that are absolutely for it. And I'm like, yeah, this dude does have a point. It's not like we really, any of us have privacy anymore today.
Right.
We're all tracked. We all have a cell phone.
I mean, we were just talking about it yesterday about the cell phones, how I can be like, I really like mozzarella sticks. And then let's play this game.
Go ahead. Put your phone in front of you right now.
I really like mozzarella sticks. By the end of the show today, I will have an ad for mozzarella sticks. And I can't wait to see how long it takes. This is a fun game we will play. I don't know if it's going to be on Instagram. I don't know if it's going to be on TikTok. I don't know if I'm going to get an email, but it's going to happen.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I sure could use some brand new Air Jordans.
You were already getting ads for that, though. Pick something else.
I sure do love endless amounts of breadsticks and salad at Olive Garden.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see that Italian wedding soup real come up for you.
If I do get an ad in the next 24 hours, I can't wait to talk about this. I'm screenshotting it and sending it to you.
No, literally. I honestly fear it will happen before the end of the show. But anyways, at this point, embrace the fact that you have no privacy. Take the doors off of your houses. Take the windows out. You don't need them. No one's safe.
Well, we still have to protect ourselves from the environment, which is why most of us wear clothes. Like that creepy guy exposing himself in aisle 7 at Wegmans.
So tough.
But as of now, like I said, the vote was 25-4 with them installing these license plate readers in over 50 different sites in Monroe County. So look forward to seeing those on Lightpost. Breezy, what's coming up?
Coming up next, we got a message from a listener by the name of Julia.
I love messages from Julie.
Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Julia said that she is in between a rock and a hard place when it comes to being there for a friend without being overbearing or controlling. But she
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Doesn't want her to go through with a decision that she very well could, and it very well could change the entire trajectory of her life. What's going on? How can we help? We'll talk about it next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. All right, we got a message that Julie sent to both Breezy
still
and I.
Still Julia, yep.
Julia, yep. Sorry.
It's okay. Listen, you guys, I have been going through my DMs these last couple of days, and there are some really good messages in there. And this one stood out to me specifically because...
Even some from 2023.
Right. 2023, try 2020. My, not to get too off topic, but my friend request on Facebook that I never use is like 550 deep. So regardless, Julia sent a message and I wanted to read it because I think it's going to open the floor for a bigger conversation here.
Okay.
She wrote, "Hey guys, just want to say big fan of the show and I love how you guys talk about topics like relationships, timelines, and tough decisions. That's why I thought that you two would be the best people to grab an opinion from on this. I have a friend, a very close friend, who has been with her boyfriend for 3 years, and he truly is a great guy. But I can't help but feel like something's off. Just based on the way she's acting and things that she's shared with me in the past, something doesn't feel right. The reason I'm in such a spot is because her boyfriend has been texting my husband and I in a group chat, asking for advice and opinions on the proposal that he's been planning for the last month. Here's the dilemma I'm in. Do I give her a heads up of just how close she is to getting engaged and have a sit down with her to see if this is what she really wants? I obviously will support her in whatever decision she makes, but I know my friend and I know that she's not happy and holding back. The issues that she deals with in her relationship, I think, are unfixable and will only get worse with marriage. How do I go about this without ruining her engagement if this is something she actually wants to go through with? Thanks, Julia."
Oh, this is actually an easy one. Yeah, you're absolutely going to let her get engaged first. Because just because someone's engaged doesn't mean they have to go through with the wedding. Just because it's on the menu doesn't mean you got to order it. So let her get engaged first. Then you have that sit-down conversation with her.
I think
if you do it beforehand, that's a bad idea. I wouldn't recommend that.
I think, not saying you're locked in with an engagement.
No, you're not locked in. You're never locked in with an engagement.
But you'd save her a lot of embarrassment.
How do you listen? If she gets
engaged. Just kidding. We called off the wedding.
No, this is something she actually might really want to do, though.
Maybe. Maybe it is. But I think what the biggest problem is when you are in a relationship that may be not right for you is...
You got blinders on.
You don't see the bigger picture.
But what's the bigger picture?
Like... Is this what you truly want, or are you just on a timeline and you feel like you're behind your friends?
Some do get married, believe it or not, out of obligation because they're trying to catch up with their friend Bethany.
She didn't say it in the message here, but I did ask her, like, can I get the ages on you guys? And she said, I'm 32 and she's 33.
Okay, that's a decent age.
So
it's old enough where you've had life experience and you know kind of at this point
right.
what you want.
It's not like she's a child bride, you know? And she's like just rushing into something. I think that a lot of people just do things out of habit or out of like, this is what I've always been told to do. This is what is the next step based on all the stories I've read, all the movies I've seen, all the things that my friends are doing. You know, you start dating someone, you date for 2-3 years. Year,
yeah.
2, 3, 5, whatever, get married, have kids, get a house, have kids, whatever the case may be. And these are all the steps that are like laid out in front of you. And I think that people sometimes tend to forget that you have options. Like you don't have to do all of that in that order specifically.
No, it's not, you know, a lot of people are used to having to check off of this laundry list, if you will.
Yeah.
This laundry list, so-called life. I don't think it's in Julia's best interest to tell her friend you're about to possibly get engaged here. Is this something you really want to do? Because if it is, and she goes through with it, now she's muddied the waters with her best friend's future husband. And that's never a good thing either. So I would absolutely let her get engaged. Then... do a mental check-in with her after the dust settles and the excitement wears off a little bit and say, hey, is this something you feel in your heart you really want to go through with? Can I talk to you about a couple of things I've seen that maybe you've been blinded to?
But I also feel like on the other side of the coin is like when there is an engagement, it elevates it, the excitement. And then you honestly kind of get distracted by
the whole idea of planning a wedding in general. And you don't even really, and again, I've never planned a wedding, but I've been in 100. You don't really have time to connect with your partner or think about anything else besides what dress are you wearing? What flowers are you getting? What venue are you going to? Blah, 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 blah. The laundry list goes on. So I would honestly maybe have a conversation with her and don't drop the bomb and be like, you're getting engaged tomorrow. Are you ready? Like, I think there's a different way to go about it, maybe a little bit more delicately. There's a couple people texting in right now.
We got to ask, like, how many of you have ever been in a situation where your best friend was getting married or about to, and you were like, you got to figure out a way to call this off. You're like, this is a bad idea.
Right. This person says she needs to have the conversation with her without ruining the engagement just in case. Ask her if she's willing to marry this man and be with him forever based on past events or issues that they might have. Tell her every day she's with him. She's one day closer to forever with him.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's
if that
a good
was,
thing.
I don't know if that was a,
oh,
I think that was a.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Literally.
See, my dad had to have a sit down with his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him, do not marry this woman.
Ooh.
She's a monster.
Ooh.
And this is a guy I consider my uncle now. They've been best friends since they were 13 years old.
Yeah.
My dad kept it real with him. He's like, there's still time. Up until the day of the wedding, when she was walking down the aisle, my dad was whispering in his ear, you still don't have to go through with this. Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
And they were divorced in less than a year.
Oh, my God.
My dad saw something. He's like, I tried to warn him. I tried so hard to warn him. He didn't want to listen to me. But that's what friends are for. You got to keep it real with them. I just don't know, if she should do it and ruin the engagement like the one listener texted in. Yeah. I think you should wait till after to have that conversation.
This person said she could still have the conversation with her friend before the engagement without mentioning the engagement. I agree. I agree, but also, like, you need to put some severity on the situation to talk about, like, she's like, because if you're sitting there talking, like, do you want to marry Jonathan? She's like, yeah, like, someday. Like, would you marry Jonathan tomorrow? I don't know. Maybe. It's like, well, he's proposing next week, so.
You better figure it out.
This person says, girls talk all the time about marriage, so just casually ask her if they've talked about getting married and see what she says. Yeah, that's a good idea. Put feelers out to, like, kind of let her come to you.
Can I ask a serious question here? I need to know.
Yeah.
Do girls secretly not want their other friends to get married if they're single? Are they putting out bad vibes? Because I know in hindsight they seem happy, but are other women talking their friends out of relationships if they're not in one just yet?
I think some people do. I don't think they're good friends, but I think that girls, people, women, anybody, they tend to be, I mean, girls more than anyone, but like they tend to be very jealous and catty and and the mentality of like, when will it be my turn? Like,
right.
But those people probably never really have great connections or friendships with anyone, because I feel like being that way, it's a pretty transparent trait to have.
People
you can see
it.
Right through that, and you can see, I don't know if Becky is a real one. You know what I mean?
You not can kind of pick those girls out on the bachelorette trip.
Trust me, sure can.
All right, so Julia, we trust you're going to make the right decision here, but we do thank you for writing into the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck with that.
All right, just coming up on 7 o'clock here. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.